This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Extortion goes mainstream in Mexico. Your money or your what? Mexicans dealing with a new level of lawlessness on this Wednesday, September 28th, 2011. Your money or your takeaway?
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is off this week. We have a serious look coming up at how extortion is just a phone call away in some Mexican communities. We're going to assess how well President Obama did rallying the Democratic base in Colorado yesterday. And we'll take a look at the joys and pitfalls of democracy in America with someone who helps keep ours working. Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court Stephen Breyer joins us a little later on. We begin with the headlines, though. The Kaiser Family Foundation, the independent Kaiser Foundation, says that major health insurance companies are charging sharply higher premiums this year. The average annual cost of family coverage has passed the $15,000 mark for the first time. Health insurance is now double what it was a decade ago. New rules require companies to justify any increase of more than 10%. It's believed that the prices may be increased before those regulations take effect as part of the president's overhaul of the healthcare system. President Obama gives a back-to-school speech today in which he'll tell students the country is counting on them for the future. The president will deliver a televised address to students from Washington's Benjamin Banneker Academic High School. He plans to tell kids throughout the nation that this country needs their ideas and their passions, especially in these tough economic times. The president will also make the case for a jobs proposal for to Latino voters today. He'll answer questions during a live-streamed internet roundtable. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Republican governor, hasn't changed his mind. He says he's flattered by the suggestions, but still has no plans to run for president next year. Christie delivered a speech yesterday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. The United Nations is reporting some positive developments in the fight against Somalia's famine. Food assistance is estimated to have reached nearly 2 million Somalis, almost half of the people in need in that country. But the World Health Organization reports that cases of cholera are down in Somalia, and nevertheless, 750,000 people are still at risk of death from famine in the next 4 months. Tens of thousands have already died in the latest catastrophe. This morning, the European Commission President José Manuel Barroso says Greece will stay in the eurozone. During his State of the Union address this morning, Barroso called for a stronger central government in Europe.
We need to complete our monetary union with an economic union. It was an illusion to think that we could have a common currency and a single market with national approaches to economic and budgetary policy. Let's avoid another illusion that we can have a common currency and a single market with an intergovernmental approach.
The Greek parliament has attempted to reassure the EU once again. It's approved a new property tax in a closely watched vote, a key step in the country's efforts to secure more loans. An Egyptian court has convicted Hosni Mubarak's powerful information minister on corruption charges and sentenced him to 7 years in prison. The FBI is allowed to keep people on its terror watch list, the New York Times reports, even after they've been cleared in court of terrorism-related offenses. The Times says that someone ends up on the list, among other things, keeps them. The Times shows how people get on that watch list, which, among other things, keeps them off airplanes. More than 400,000 names are on that watch list. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up this morning for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,190. The S&P opens at 1,175. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,253. Coming up this morning, we'll get a report on the president's jobs pitch from our Denver affiliate, KUVO, where the temperatures may have been hot, but the reception was only lukewarm. Has the struggling economy affected your own attitude about the president?
I was laid off in 92. I lost a third of my home value. I was laid off again in 2001. This is not a new phenomenon, and I'm getting really sick of people complaining and whining. This is just a cycle. It doesn't matter who's in office. Get over it.
There's a level of disillusionment. If you'd like to share it, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer joins us a little later this hour. We're going to talk not just about the court, but also about democracy. If it's broken, how do we fix it? Call in with your questions for the Associate Justice at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, we'll check in on a new level of violence in Mexico. Teachers in Acapulco took to the streets to protest extortion. The latest from Mexico in just a few minutes.